I wanted a voice, but I didn't want it to be a natural voice. So I bought a plugin that's called Shivanai, Voice of the Elves. And that voice is like angelic and has this kind of fairy tale-ish vibe. But I love that you can hear that it's artificial. I find a very deep emotional energy in that, that you can be very touched by something that's not human, something that was human but isn't human anymore. I really struggled with that one. I couldn't do the same loud stuff that I had been trying to do on all the other tracks, most of the other tracks, because that had been my gateway to the strong and clear emotions, turning things up loud, doing more, not thinking, just building and building and building. And then this last song, I just couldn't finish it. I remember very clear, that's actually the one thing that I remember most clear, is the day where I figured out what I had to do. I was sitting in my studio and there was these breaks in the music, like the entire song was done, but there was these like spaces in the entire song where I was like, I need something there. And then I listened back to some albums that my sister released. My sister was a jazz pianist. And she released several albums with her trio before she got sick. And I listened to her last album she released, and there's a song called Psalm. And there's this piano intro to that song. And I was sitting in my studio listening back to that, and I was like, I wonder. And I knew that this entire song from the beginning was supposed to be, like I had written it with her and my other sister in mind. I felt like she needed a place. An audible place on the album. So the piano that's there is her. I sampled her, went home, listened back to it, went back in the studio the next day, finished up the mix, and I was like, this is done. That's it. Because this song finally encompasses for me a dedication to my sister who passed away and my other sister who's still alive. And the absurdity of that entire situation was that I finished that song on a Friday and came home and was like, fuck, I think I did it. I think it's done. The entire album is done. And the next day, I woke up and I was so happy. And I had finished what I had started. And that morning, I felt that so deeply. And then I got a call that day. And my dad had a brain hemorrhage. Out of the blue, no warning. No nothing. It's the weirdest thing that I had struggled so hard for so many years to actually express what I wanted to express in this certain way. It was so closely connected to me and my family's history of tragedy. And then finally, after letting it all go, death showed up again and like pulled me back in. I think because of that entire situation, this song ended up meaning all the more. And it is the one that sets the final nail for me. So the whole process after that was like coming to terms with the album being done and it having one place before my dad went down and another place after that, because he fought for his life for a while after the brain hemorrhage. But he ended up not making it. And I wanted to show him the song so bad. But I wasn't able to. Yeah. And that's actually, after that whole situation, that's how it got the... Because initially the song was called Sister, and only Sister. And after my dad passed away, it got that subtitle. It's called Sister, and then a colon, and then it's called Let Hill Hold What She Has. And Hill, in this aspect, is both the place Hill, but also a reference to the Norse mythology goddess of death. It's called Hill. Let Hill Hold What She Has references a part of the Norse mythology where the god Balder dies and Hill agrees to put him back into the world of the living if everyone cries for him. And then everyone actually does, except one Jotun woman, like a giant troll woman who sits in a cave, and she refuses to cry for him. The last part of her verse is, let Hell hold what she has, and I love that sentence. The things that are in Hell, leave them be. The whole turnaround of that story is that the only reason that Balder doesn't come back is because of the Jotun, but the Jotun is Loki, who is disguised. That entire situation is one of the harbingers of Ragnarok, the end of times. So it's a very heavy subtitle, but that sentence, unrelated to Norse mythology, but just that sentence in itself, has some lightness and freedom to it that I really like. It describes a way of keeping close by letting go. And I think being around death emphasizes that the points in time where you think that it's the most appropriate to feel something or to cry for someone is often the situations where you can't. You never weep at the appropriate times. There's no space left for you to be considerate or feel things in the right way. When you're facing death, nothing compares, so you have no frame of reference, even if you've experienced death before. Person I talked to about the album at one point said to me that some of the sounds that I use would in many other contexts be humorous or ironic, cheesy or corny or whatever lame adjectives from the zeros that we can find and talk about and distance ourselves from. I've never believed in a guilty pleasure. I think that's nonsense. And I think the important lesson from a guilty pleasure is that there is something you enjoy. Maybe that's funny, and that's great. Music doesn't have to be serious to be felt. I try with my music to have those sentiments coexist. That something that is light or humor-filled has a place right beside something that's extreme. Because for me, that's exactly what death is. I heard a guy guy that I saw at a show once, he says that the absurdity of death is something that exists always. So eventually there's going to be laughter around death. So once death exists, then everything else around it becomes absurd. And he goes on to like explain that if you're at a funeral, then at some point you're going to be hungry and then you have to eat again. You have to go to the bathroom, you have to take a shit. And that feels less important than the stuff that just happened. All of these like different, very mundane things just like keep on going. It's so weird that death has this like gravity to it that once it happens, everything is pulled towards it. But at one point, you have to like do as you usually do with your life. And there is no shame in that. Things do go back to normal. And nothing is normal. Of course nothing is normal. You've lost someone. That's awful. And the things that brought you joy before a death will keep on bringing you joy. And by that I don't mean the big things. I mean the stupid things. And I think music is one of those stupid things. It's one of those things that continues to bring me joy, even in the face of death. I keep on making music despite having experienced tragedy. And I know so many people who've experienced far worse things than me, who also keep on doing the things that they love. There's a perseverance in that. There's an energy in that. There's a future in that. There's another song on the album called Entry Plug, The Vessel of the Heart, which is a very bright song on the album. The title of that song is a reference to an anime show. It's like a Japanese 90s anime that's called Neon Genesis Evangelion. It's not really an album that I made for the sake of making it heavy, too heavy to listen to or too much in some sort of way, but more that the ways that I try to connect with something heavy is just by, like, screaming is just a lock that you open. The things that are behind that lock can be so much more than being angry or being pissed off or being sad or something like that. If you've been through tragedy, then you can only make music where you scream and are angry all the time. Of course not. That makes no sense. I feel like we need to stay with death way more than we actually do. We have no way of really celebrating the death other than a funeral. I think a funeral is such a beautiful ritual. I wouldn't say I love to go to funerals. I've been to my fair share. But I think it's an extremely important ritual because of its communal aspects. That you meet and you connect because of another person. It's a way of signaling that life just moves on. And we don't really celebrate that in Denmark in any other way. For me, working with this album And these songs have been an outlet to have a relationship to death. Staying with death has meant everything to me. The clearest musical metaphor for me with that is like staying with those sketches that I hated.
As we roll with the sound of the DJ.
الحلوة والمرة مش كنا متعهدين ليه ننسى بالمرة عشرة بقالها سنين عالحلوة والمرة مش كنا متعهدين ليه ننسى بالمرة عشرة بقالها سنين عالحلوة والمرة عالحلوة والمرة نسيت خلاص حبنا ونسيت ليالينا ونسيت كمان ودنا ونسيت أمالينا نسيت خلاص حبنا ونسيت ليالينا ونسيت كمان ودنا ونسيت أمالينا عالحلوة والمرة مش كنا متعهدين عشرة بقالها سنين عالحلوة والمرة مش كنا متعهدين We'll be right back.
Thank you. you wanna be the? So you wanna be the feminine and feminine? Ah, hey hey. Wait, so you wanna be the? So you wanna be the hammer of the feminine? Ah, hey hey. Wait, so you wanna be the? So you wanna be the feminine and feminine? Ah, hey hey. Wait, so you wanna be the? So you wanna be the feminine and feminine? Ah, hey hey. Wait, so you wanna be the? So you wanna be the feminine and feminine? Ah, hey hey. Wait, so you wanna be the? So you wanna be the hammer of the feminine? Ah, hey hey. Wait, so you wanna be the? So you wanna be the feminine and feminine? Ah, hey hey. Wait, so you wanna be the? So you wanna be the feminine and feminine? Ah, hey hey. Wait, so you wanna be the feminine and feminine? Ah, hammer to the feminine to the feminine, cut cut. Hammer to the feminine to the cut to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine to the cut to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine, feminine to the cut. Hammer to the feminine to the cut to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine, feminine to the cut. Feminine to the hammer to the feminine to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine, feminine to the cut. Hammer to the feminine to the feminine to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine, feminine to the cut. Hammer to the feminine to the feminine to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine to the feminine to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine to the feminine to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine, feminine to the cut. Hammer to the feminine to the feminine to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine, feminine to the cut. Hammer to the feminine to the feminine to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine, feminine to the cut. Hammer to the feminine to the feminine to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine to the cut to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine to the cut to cut cut. Hammer to the feminine to the cut to fit cut. The feminine to hot the feminine to cut cut. Like this is what you want to see. You want to see cut. You want to see what? See. This is what you want to see. You want to see cut. You want to see what? See. This is what you want to see. You want to see cut. You want to see what? See. This is what you want to see. You want to see cut. You want to see what? See. This is what you want to see. You want to see cut. You want to see what? See. This is what you want to see. You want to see cut. You want to see what? See. This is what you want to see. You want to see cut. You want to see what? See. This is what you want to see. You
Ingen veit i denne kveld at jeg er rytmetyder. Og gikk på kråketing fordi jeg elsker livsens lyder. Når grenda bryner kverna si, da er vel hugen sel. Hvor godt det let i tømmervegg når man etter mel. Som tusen ør små marke etter kosten til van Gogh. Rullar røda stor mot stranda utan stans og stokk. Det lag har både folk og feda i seier jomnast frå. Korleis det har det inst med seg og får det betre då. Slik barne løyser spenningar i sjela med sin gråt. Slik fuglen veit å få det sagt i tynne fløytelåt. Slik kjenner mann og kvinne når hugen varte sår. Djup fred og hugna koma når kjakekroken går. Grant gjennom duren høyrer eg hvor vi er lott og gråt. Og angest, undring, sorg og von til dauden skil oss åt.
بتاكلوا عيش مش غلطة طواحين متأكد ان الصنف لو تشاكك انه بيدارين شايف الدنيا ضيقة يمكن طبق طير الصيني لو محبش لو محدش يعرف عنا حاجة قلت الحب صغيرة عشان هي تروسي لي انا اضعف انا في قفص من تفكيري بيقول على معه لو ركز الثاني ما تقنعه اني اصلا برش بالدار في الواقع مش اي قصة عشان اخش في سحرة انت عايش على الدنيا حجرة العالم بايدي تقليدي افتح الباب للعالم فرجيني اكتبي اكدبي انا الكلمات من الباب اسانسير سحاب شارع شجر شنطة والسير بيت اتقز على ورقة تود وديت از الطبع الراس وروس الخد التاتو كتل حد في كسو زي بيت الخلق نخلق يا بيزوز انت كدنت في الفن في روعة المكان مش عارف انه بيتخم انا حاسس الدم انا حاسس بالزم تتشقلب اليافطة ومفيهاش غير السهم سبت كل ده ومسكت في الريموت عشان اقول لدايما ضايل اموت على الملأ جاي فوق كذبوني لما قلت شفت فرس نهري ليلي موف وقعوقع ستفحت شكلت مهما قصي اليوم وتدخل كل ما اقوم برفص مش بقوم ورقص بقوم برفص بس الاستعراض راسي تستعمار انتوا فراش مخاف من الاكتشاف غراب انت صنم بفراس دفتراس فكل غاز بلوك ان كل الفقام هيبوب مع الرأس هتسمع غلط او صح الفلو مع الرأس فيك شوف للانفلونزا ساكن في اول دور مع العرس فهادي سن عندي احساس اني بفتح الافلاز انسان مهني من دخلت الدخان عليه لي حبست نفسك في سؤال وجودي مش مقصود كسير خلص لي اخلص نفسي ارجع ولادي على قبل انه ما احلى فاتت على قبل
Hey, hey, hey.